How are you feeling health-wise and moving around?
I feel good. I'm back to myself again, so that is very positive for me. Moving around today, having fun, practicing again. I feel like it's been a long off season, so it's good to just be running around playing football.
Oh, did you change anything in the off season to get yourself ready for year two?
You know, a little bit. I would say the biggest thing I did was made sure that the way I trained was proper, you know, trusting the process, knowing that it's a long year, making sure that first I focus on getting my body right for the off-season program, because it is, 9 weeks or so. So making sure that I'm in good conditioning, starting to do a little bit of lifting, nothing too crazy, just taking it one process at a time. I think that's the biggest thing, you know, more soft tissue work, making sure my body is nice and right with the massages and seeing, you know, different therapists and whatnot. So that's pretty much it. Nothing really. Just listening to the older guys, seeing what they do.
How much convincing do you think you and the other defensive ends in the room have to sell this organization that you've got the third pass rusher here behind JPP and Vernon, as opposed to maybe going out and getting somebody else in the draft?
Oh, that's a everyday thing for me. You know, I believe strongly in my abilities. I'm very, very confident. And that's something that I got to do every day, no matter who's in the room. They drafted me with a third-round pick, and they believe in my abilities. It's up to me to perfect that craft every day, and that is my goal. My goal is to show everybody that I am that third man that they're looking for in the pass rush rotation, and that's my mentality every single day. It's an opportunity. That's how I look at it, and at the end of the day, that's all I can control. I know my goals, and that is my goal, but all I can control is how I go about that every day when I step on the practice field. So putting the best foot forward, putting the best tape out there as they evaluate, and making sure that we can get those goals accomplished.
Do you have any idea what are some of the things you still need to do to prove to them, not necessarily yourself, that you are that third guy? Because you had basically a redshirt year last year, meaning you hurt so much.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, last year being my rookie year, it was very unfortunate, very fluke injury with my foot there, so I didn't get that opportunity to show them what I can do, and that's what this year is about for me. And I really got to make sure that I do that on film. And production is really the key. That's the name of this business. That's why we're here. We're all out here because we want to win. Each position want to be better at their position so they can produce for the team. So I think in order for me to for them to trust me, I got to be productive on the field, each practice getting better, but showing that, hey, I'm not just talking about it. I'm actually, you know, getting to the quarterback every day so that they can trust that.
Were you 100% healthy by the end of the last year? Because I know you didn't get activated in that last game.
Yeah, I was. I would say, I guess 4 weeks left in the season, I would say I was 100%. But the fact is, when you put me on, you know, short-term IR, by rule, I can't come back until, you know, I can come back. So that was a frustrating thing for me, knowing that, you know, I'm healthy, and if I was called to play, I can play. But, you know, I'm sitting there watching my team practice and, you know, going out there and getting ready for a game, and I can't be a part of that. So that was very frustrating, but, yes, I was healthy.
Was it disappointing that you didn't get activated for that last game, week 17?
I would definitely. I mean, it, you know, my rookie year, it was frustrating the whole time, you know. I mean, I get drafted to the team that I arguably always wanted to play for, D-line that I respected since I was playing football. And, you know, you get your name called and you're like, man, this is my time to play for this team. And then some injury freaking happens at some point of practice that you just don't even see coming. And you want to get out there and play no matter what it is, no matter what capacity it is. So I definitely wanted to be out there, even if it was just for one game. You know, I wanted to be out there really, really bad. You know, I had to fight back my emotions because I just wanted to be out there contributing to the team, and not being able to do that was frustrating.
What was the explanation to you for that? I mean,
I mean, I There was not a whole lot of communication in terms of like speaking to me directly, but I mean, my guess was, you know, it's the last game of the year. They probably wanted to make sure that I was fully healthy and everything like that. And, you know, I tell you guys, yes, I was healthy, but, you know, they want to be cautious and make sure that everything's good so that I can have a great offseason, come back here and have a, you know, great offseason, you know, going into the season. So I think that was probably the thought process. And I understood it, but at the end of the day, as a player, you don't want to sit on the sideline, you know.
Even though a lot of people will say that, you know, when you're a rookie, you miss your first year because of injury, you're behind the eight ball, you have to start from scratch. You had a different set of circumstances in that you were able to get out there, you were able to be in part of the classroom, do some practicing and whatnot. Do you feel then, you know, that you're not as far behind as maybe somebody who spent the year away?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I honestly don't feel like I am behind. Only, obviously, I missed so many games, so getting that game experience to the full, not playing 16 games, you're naturally going to be behind. I played 4 games, so I got some valuable experience. And, you know, I'm a guy who pays very, very, very close attention to guys that are in front of me and seeing what they do. So I'm nitpicking at every single thing they're doing, taking notes, getting my mental reps in there. So my thing is when I get on the field, I want to hit the ground running and not have that mentality that, oh, I'm behind and I need to catch up. I'm hitting the ground running when I get on the grass.
Do